You are listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. A rare look at the sculpture of the late Alexander Calder is on display in Venice, and art critic Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp is here with a look at what you can see at L&M Gallery right now. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So you had some rare insight into this rare show. Tell us about it.
Well, this is like a mini survey, really. It has something from 1938 all the way up to the 70s, right before Alexander Calder died. He died shortly after his big Whitney Museum retrospective. And you have stabiles, which are the standing sculptures that he made, and mobiles, which are the ones that hang from the ceiling. And I'm sure these will be apparent to our listeners because they are brightly colored and popular, and you see them all over Los Angeles, other major cities. They even have them in Neiman Marcus.
Wow.
Yes.
But you had a chance to talk with Mr. Calder's grandson.
I did. Alexander S.C. Rauer, better known as Sandy Rauer, who started and is now the president and chairman of the Calder Foundation.
And he described some of the works that you'll see at this show if you go over to L&M.
Absolutely. And he's very excited about one particular piece in this show, which is an unusual unpainted aluminum mobile that reflects light. But let's hear him. Let's hear what he has to say about it.
He made this series beginning all the way back in the 30s to be light reflecting. So the play of light on them, to be in bright light and to bounce light around and to activate the space. So I was really excited to put that mobile into this show because it informs us more about what Calder's intention is and getting us away from color, form, and motion, which are the kind of surface distractions of Calder that keep us from getting deeper into his intellect and understanding that the space around the metal is more important than the metal itself for Calder and the experience he wants you to have with it.
That's a fantastic observation. And obviously, you've been really working closely with this work for how many years now?
Oh, gosh. I mean, certainly all of my adult life. And even as a child, I was fascinated by my grandfather's work. There was one time I was in my grandfather's studio. I was probably 6 years old or something. He had this rearing horse. So it wasn't an abstract work. It was from about 1928, before he became abstract. And it was made out of a flat brass sheet that's been cut, manipulated, and bent and formed into this rearing horse standing up on its hind legs. And I thought it was fantastic. And I asked my grandfather, could I have it? And he looked at me. He said, no. I was devastated because it was such a great sculpture. And I'm sure he thought that I thought it was a toy. And of course, I knew at a young age it was a sculpture, and I wanted to put it in my room and have it up on a shelf and to be able to enjoy it and to possess it. It was very important to me at that time to possess it. Of course, it is mine today, which I'm very lucky.
Talk about a ringside seat.
That's right.
Hunter, there are several large-scale Calders around the city. How are those different than the work we might see on display at the gallery?
Well, the main difference is scale. The outdoor pieces are much larger, and there are a lot of Calders around L.A. As you said, there's one in downtown. There's one at the L.A. County Museum of Art. In this exhibition, you get a more intimate experience. You get to be closer to it and see how the light does play off of the various forms.
You can see the works of Alexander Calder on display at L&M Gallery in Venice through June 16th, and you can hear the rest of Hunter's interview with Mr. Calder's grandson online on kcrw.com at the Which Way LA blog. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.